Good morning.
Good morning.
We will begin, even though I'm going to give people a chance to join us.
Jasmine.
Please join me. Good morning.
Oh, you're real sorry.
Please join me. Please join me in signing out the call.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Yes. Bishop, Yovada, Bishop, Filet, Las Mila, Bioma, Vivae, Barnash, Leda, Yalea, Minea, Langhaga, Seya, Kalana, Sehakulu, Ovada, Bishop, Inum, Wikola, Spirit, Bioma. We will now connect to the energy of the year 5778, our current year, which is its time to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first is at 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkavamnon, vayichavayazo, hamelech liroto, vayomer amnon, el hamelech tavo, natamar asoti, udlabezene, shepevivot, vievre, miyada. The second verse that we study to connect to this energy comes from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. And we studied this verse and the psalm on Friday morning. Hopefully this afternoon we'll be able to put up the recording. Chatati odiacha. Wavoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, la adonai yohe wahe, we atanasata awom chatati selah. Concealed in this verse is the name Tafshinayin Chet, which is the name of the year, 5778. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. We will now connect to the energy of the year 5777. Again, two verses that connect to this energy. The first is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year 5777 is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshinayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. The energy of the year 5777 is that of a wake-up call, as well as the energy of a goat. Kim va'adonai yo hewahe. Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses that connect to its energy. The energy of 5776 is that of a pause. The first verse that we study of the two is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'ayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayahaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilo tam lacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He La Wa Wa Yo La Yo La La Me Hey 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 Aka A. The second verse that we study is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Be to Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Ki Bia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are 3 verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo yishem imeni lo tarteni ad bili ruki. Next, it's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMachavoyim, Asher Yitchabei Sham Weshavtem, Eilai El Nahum, Wehalakti Yitchem, Wechayayim Eshno, Raaretz V'Kipas, Kipasi, the call of Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has only one verse that connects to its energy, which is peace in the Middle East. It comes from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla v'anoto. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, and we do this by saying the letter, the name of the letter or the sound of the letter with its root vowel, and you do these letters in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me mehe shi la la he ata ata he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nulaka yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me laka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey, sa a la, radio, Ashila Mayo, hey. Wahe moa danu yo, hey, hey, she a me me. Nunu a nu yo ta, me be hey, wei, hey, wa yo. Nu me me, yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me za re. Wa me be yo, hey, hey, anu a me hey yo. Ta me be me nu ko, a yo a, hey, be wa. Hey, hey, yo, hey, may, hey, yo, yo, may, wa, may. We'll now connect to the 70 new names from the Sadiqim, utilizing the same method. Wa, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, pe, ya, me. Me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la, hey, wa, hey, may, yo, salam, hey, 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 yo, yo, hey, may, wa, 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 ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, hey, nu, la, nu, may, ta, yo, hey, yo, may, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu, yo, hey, hey, she, yo, re, ta, she, hey, re, la, yo, awa, may, la, yo, be, opportunity. And a very famous rabbi is Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Rabbi Shmuel of Karov. Rabbi Leib of Zelikot, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi of Stratton, Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Meizal, and Rabbi Tuvia Goldstein. And tonight, the 15th day of Iyar, the full moon day, the full moon will occur early Monday morning, is Rabbi Chaim Meir Yechiel Shapira of Mogilnitz. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class can be found on the Unique Astrological Events page. You can find that link underneath the two pictures on the right of the Hashem webpage or on the mobile devices at the bottom of the page. When the page opens up, please scroll down to where you will find study a discussion and links to log bone there. The first link in that area is titled Preparation for Lagba Omer. And that will be our study today. Lag BaOmer, also known as Lag LeOmer, is amongst the Sephardi Jews as a Jewish holiday celebrated on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. And today, it's not just Sephardi Jews, but all of the religious communities are aware of the Lag BaOmer, because many of the Jewish communities are counting the Omer. This day occurs on the 18th day of the Hebrew month of Iyar. And according to the Talmud and the Midrash, this day marks the Hilulah, the celebration, interpreted by some as the anniversary of the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who is a Mishnaic sage and a leading disciple of Rabbi Akiva in the second century. And the day on which he revealed the deepest secrets of Kabbalah in the form of the Zohar, a landmark text of Jewish mysticism, he being Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But of course, these secrets, all of these teachings were spread over many years as he taught his disciples, the 10 sages, including himself, that are mentioned in the Torah. So this description is a little bit limiting. And I just mentioned that so that you can apply your own understanding to what's being said here.
Hello, can I interrupt you?
Of course.
There is very bad reception for my phone. I have already hung up and redialed. I don't know if there's anything you can do on your end or not, but it's like a BB gun or a kind of sound. I don't know.
No, I will mute all of the phones. That usually clears it up. But once it's muted, Connie, let me know by unmuting your phone by pressing *6. And let me know that it's working or it's not working.
Thank you.
All phones are now muted, and if you would like to ask a question, and questions are solicited, or comments are solicited, please press *6 to unmute your phone.
Hello.
And I hope that helps, Connie.
Muting didn't help.
Yes. Say again?
Muting didn't help. Excuse me.
Okay. It's still doing it. Okay. Thank you for telling me. The only option I have is to get off the call and then come back on the call. So I will try that now. I have returned, and I hope it's a better for you now. Would somebody unmute and let me know that they're there, please?
And well, it was slightly a little better, but not a lot.
It's clear on my end so far.
Thank you. So I'm continuing to read.
I'm still here, but I don't hear him again. On my end, there was less static, but his voice was still distorted somewhat. But I'm going to go ahead and mute again.
Anybody there?
I'm here.
Can you hear anything?
Well, he said he was going to start reading.
And he did. I think we lost him.
I'll send him an email, and then I'll come back on.
Okay.
For a text. I'll send him a text.
I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. So I will begin reading again. What I was saying is that I would suggest people learn about the Bar Kokhba revolt, which occurred after the destruction of the Second Temple, where Bar Kokhba, Rabbi Akiva, identified him as the Mashiach, and he turned out to be the Mashiach of the generation, and he declared an independence from Rome for about 5 years, and then Rome defeated him and took back the land of Israel into their empire. Continuing to read, the Lag BaOmer has also come to be a significant day in the lives of young boys at the age of 3 or thereabouts who received their first haircut on this day. In fact, if I knew one boy whose parents waited until Lag BaOmer after his 3rd birthday, which came almost like a month or two before his fourth birthday. And he had a very heavy head of hair. It took a lot of waiting. Lag BaOmer is Hebrew for the 33rd day in the Omer. According to the Gematria, the Hebrew letter Lamed, or L sound, is equivalent to 30. And the Gimel, or the G sound, is equivalent to 3. A vowel sound is conveniently added for pronunciation purposes. Some Jews call this holiday Lag BaOmer, which means the 33rd day in the Omer, as opposed to Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer. Sometimes it's in reverse. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson writes in his Likutei Srichot, which is his teachings and his commentaries, that the reason why the day should be called Lag BaOmer and not Lag LeOmer is because the Hebrew words Lag BaOmer, spelled without the vav, have the same gematria as Moshe, 345. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was mystically a spark of the soul of Moses. The biblical mandate to count the Omer appears in Leviticus 23, verses 15 and 16, which states that it is a mitzvah to count 7 complete weeks from the day after Passover night, ending with the festival of Shavuot on the 50th day. The 49 days of the Omer correspond both to the time between physical emancipation from Egypt and the spiritual liberation of the giving of the Torah at the foot of Mount Sinai on Shavuot, as well as the time between the barley harvest and the wheat harvest in ancient Israel as well as in Israel today. There are a number of explanations for why the 33rd day is treated as a special holiday. The Talmud states that during the time of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 of his students died from a divinely sent plague during the counting of the Omer. The Talmud then goes on to say that this was because they did not show proper respect to one another, befitting their level, they begrudged each other the spiritual levels attained by their comrades. Jews celebrate Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the count, to celebrate the end of the deaths. Although there are few Jewish traditions saying that they stop dying on this day, the Tosafos cite sources that they died on 33 days scattered throughout the Omer period. So the 33rd day was designated as a celebration. This is the view recorded in the legal code of the halakha, the Shulchan Aruch. After the death of Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students, he taught just 5 students. Among them was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The latter went on to become the greatest teacher of Torah in his generation. The day of Lag BaOmer is also celebrated as the Hilulah, or the Yortzeit of Bar Yochai, who is purported to have authored the Zohar, a landmark text of Jewish mysticism. According to Jewish tradition, on the day of the Bar Yochai's death, he revealed the deepest secrets of the Kabbalah. Rabbi Akiva also revealed these secrets to Rabbi Shimon on this day as well. During the Middle Ages, Lag BaOmer became a special holiday for rabbinical students and was called Scholar's Day. It was customary to rejoice on this day through outdoor sports. There are those who dispute that Lag BaOmer is Bar Yochai's Yortzeit on the basis that it appears that in the original text of the Sha'ar HaKavanot by Rabbi Chaim Vital, Lag BaOmer is referred to as Yom Simchato Day, the day of his happiness. Those that defend the position that it was the day of his death cite the tradition that on that day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai instructed his students to celebrate this day as a holiday to commemorate the vast amount of mystical teachings which he had revealed at that time. The Kabbalistic significance of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer has another significance based on the Kabbalistic custom of assigning a sefirah to each day and week of the Omer count. The first week corresponds to Chesed, the second week to Givurah, etc. And similarly, the first day of each week corresponds to Chesed, the second day to Givurah, etc. Thus, the 33rd day, which is the fifth day of the fifth week, corresponds to Hod Shebachod, splendor or appreciation within the week of splendor or appreciation. As such, Lag BaOmer represents the level of spiritual manifestation or Hod that would precede the more physical manifestation of the 49th day, Malchut Sheba Malchut, which is kingship or kingdom within kingdom, or manifestation within manifestation. This is the day preceding the holiday of Shavuot, the giving of the Torah. Thus, Lag BaOmer has the greater potential energy than the revelation of the Torah, since the energy is the same, yet on Lag BaOmer, the energy is not limited by the physical world's manifestation. If you do not understand what I've just said, send me an email with the question, or you can ask the question now. Customs and practices. The tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Meron on Lag BaOmer. While the counting of the Omer is a semi-mourning period, all restrictions of mourning are lifted on this 33rd day of the Omer. As a result, weddings, parties, listening to music, and haircuts are commonly scheduled to coincide with this day among the Ashkenazi minhag, the Ashkenazi custom. Families go on picnics and outings. Children go to the fields with their teachers with bows and rubber-tipped arrows. Tachanun, the prayer for special divine mercy on one's behalf, is not said, because when Hashem is showing one a smiling face, so to speak, as he does especially on the holidays, there is no need to ask for special mercy. The Sephardi custom is to continue mourning practices through the 33rd day of the Omer and celebrate on the 34th day of the Omer, or on Lag BaOmer. There are some communities that start the counting of the 33 days, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. This is not to limit the joy and happiness that remains from the holiday of Pesach. The Kabbalists keep the mourning practices all through the 49 days. This is due to the 49 days are a period of harsh judgment. The other communities indicate that the Hilulah of Lag BaOmer modifies the strict judgment. My practice is to follow the Kabbalists. I I have attended weddings performed by the Kabbalists on the 33rd day of the Omer. The couple getting married were Sephardi, and they asked specifically that their wedding be performed on this day because they did not want to delay until Shavuot. Bonfires. Israeli boys collect wood for a Lag BaOmer bonfire. The most well-known custom of Lag BaOmer is the lighting of bonfires throughout Israel and worldwide, wherever religious Jews can be found. In the Los Angeles Jewish community congregates at a particular beach and builds a community bonfire where all Jewish traditions meet, Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, Renewal, and many others. In Meron, the burial place of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, Rabbi Elazar, hundreds of thousands of Jews gather throughout the night and day to celebrate with bonfires, torches, songs, and feasting. This was a specific request by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai of his students. Some say that as Bar Yochai gave spiritual light to the world with the revelation of the Zohar, bonfires are lit to symbolize the impact of his teachings. As his passing left such a light behind, many candles and our bonfires are lit. This tradition also relates to the story in the Zohar about his passing, where it is written that a fire surrounded his house on the Hilulah and only allowed his son, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Abba into the house. Also, Rabbi Yossi, who passed at the same time, for a different reason. Rabbi Shimon served as guarantor for additional length of life for Rabbi Yossi. Thus, when Rabbi Shimon left, Rabbi Yossi also needed to leave. The Bnei Yisachar, a great sage who is called by the name of his most famous sefer, his most famous book, cites another reason for the lighting of bonfires. On the day of his death, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Now it is my desire to reveal secrets. The day will not go to its place like any other, for this entire day stands within my domain." Daylight was miraculously extended until Rabbi Shimon had completed his final teaching and passed. This symbolized that all light is subservient to spiritual light, and particularly to the primeval light contained within the mystical teachings of the Torah. As such, the custom of lighting fires symbolizes this revelation of powerful light. At the tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the honor of lighting the main bonfire traditionally goes to the Rebbes of the Boyaner dynasty. This privilege was purchased by Rabbi Avraham Yaakov Friedman, the first Sadigura Rebbe, from the Sephardi guardians of Meron and Safed. The Sadigura Rebbe bequeathed this honor to his eldest son, Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman, the first of Bayanar Rebbe, and his progeny. The first Hadlaka, the first lighting, is attended by hundreds of thousands of people annually. In 2001, the crowd was estimated at 300,000. In recent years, the crowd is estimated to be closer to 500,000. Also in recent years, the guardians have given control of the event to more Machmir religious people. They are very strict about mixing of sexes during this event. This sometimes bothers people, but it is controlled by the same organization type people as the Western Wall. There has not developed anything like the organization of the Women of the Wall, if you are familiar with them. In 1983, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Horowitz, the second Bostoner Rebbe, reinstated a century-old tradition among the Bostoner Hasidim to light a bonfire near the grave of Rabbi Akiva in Tiberias on Lag BaOmer night. The tradition had been abandoned due to murderous attacks on participants in the isolated location. After the bonfire, the Rebbe delivered a Devar Torah and gave blessings and distributed shirayim, songs. Later that same night, the Rebbe cut the hair of 3-year-old boys for their upshirim. According to Zionist ideology, the bonfires are said to represent the signal fires that the Bar Kokhba rebels lit on the mountaintops to relay messages, or are in remembrance of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Romans, who had forbidden the kindling of fires that signaled the start of Jewish holidays. Please remember, the Kabbalah teaches there is no connection when you are following the pattern of a historical event, because the spiritual is always the cause. I'm continuing to read at Chai Rotel. Another custom at the tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the giving of Chai Rotel. The Hebrew letters Chet and Yud are the gematria, the equivalent of 18. Rotel is a liquid measure of about 3 milliliters. Thus, 18 rotels equals 54 liters, or about 13 gallons. It is popularly believed that if one donates or offers 18 rotels of liquid refreshment, grape juice, wine, soda, even water, to those attending the celebration at Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's tomb on Lag BaOmer, that the giver will be granted miraculous salvation. According to the Tamei Min Hagim, the custom of the impurity, many childless couples found success with the segula, the practice of donating 18 rotel. Several local organizations solicit donations of Chai Rotel and hand out the drinks on the donor's behalf in Meron on Lag BaOmer. 9 months after Lag BaOmer, the Ohel Rashbi organization even invites couples who prayed at the tomb and had a child to come back to Meron to celebrate the birth. Obviously, that's not at the moment of the birth. The first haircut for children. It is customary at the Meron celebrations, dating from the time of Rabbi Isaac Luria, that 3-year-old boys be given their first haircuts, while their parents distribute wine and sweets. Similar upshirim celebrations are simultaneously held in Jerusalem at the grave of Shimon HaTzadik for Jerusalemites who cannot travel to Meron. Bows and arrows. Historically, children across Israel used to go out and play with bows and arrows, reflecting the Midrashic statement that the rainbow, the sign of God's promise to never again destroy the earth with a flood, was not seen during Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's lifetime, as his merit protected the world. In Israel, Lag BaOmer is the holiday for children and the various youth movements. It is also marked in the Israeli Defense Forces as a week of the Gadna program, the youth brigades, which were established on Lag BaOmer in 1941, and which bear the emblem of a bow and arrow. Weddings. Lag BaOmer is a popular day for weddings. Among the Ashkenazi Jews, for those who do not conduct celebrations between Pesach and Lag BaOmer, the date often marks the first opportunity for a wedding in the spring or early summer. And as we mentioned, the Sephardi custom is to have those weddings on the 34th day. The Tish, the Hasidic meal and teaching. Most Hasidic rabbis conduct a Tish on Lag BaOmer, in addition to or instead of a bonfire. A full meal is usually served and candles are lit. It is traditional to sing Bar Yochai, which is a song that celebrates the 10 Sefirot. We Amartim and Amar Rebbe Akiva. In the Satmar courts of Hasidism, Tzmach Lecha Nafshi is sung at the Tish in addition to the other songs mentioned. The teachings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, both from the Talmud and the Zohar, are generally expounded upon by rabbis at their Tishes, the Pardes. A Lag BaOmer parade in front of the Chabad headquarters in New York is held, if I'm not mistaken, every year. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, encouraged Lag BaOmer parades to be held in Jewish communities around the world as a demonstration of Jewish unity and pride. Chabad sponsors parades as well as rallies, bonfires, and barbecues for thousands of participants around the world. The Bar Kokhba Revolt. In modern Israel, especially with the expansion of the Zionist movement, the Lag BaOmer came to include the commemoration of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Roman Empire. According to work published by Yael Zerubbabel from Rutgers University, a number of Lag BaOmer traditions were modified by the broadly defined Zionist movement, so to encourage young children to sing and dance around bonfires while celebrating Bar Kokhba's revolt. The plague that decimated Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 disciples was explained as a veiled reference to the revolt. The 33rd day when the plague ended was explained as the day of the Bar Kokhba victory. By the late 1940s, textbooks for school children painted Bar Kokhba as the hero, while Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva stood on the sidelines, cheering him on with. This interpretation lent itself to singing and dancing around bonfires by night to celebrate Bar Kokhba's victory and playing with bows and arrows during the day to remember the actions of Bar Kokhba's rebel forces. In modern Israeli secular culture, Lag BaOmer is a symbol of the fighting Jewish spirit. The Palmach division of the Haganah was established on Lag BaOmer in 1941, and the government order creating the Israel Defense Forces was issued in 1948. Beginning in 2004, the Israeli government designated Lag BaOmer as a day for saluting the IDF reserves. In my email this week, I included in the stories section an extensive amount of stories about Lag BaOmer and about Rabbi Shimon. Since we are out of time, I'm directing you to that, to my weekly email to read the stories. You can also find the stories on the Yeshem website. While I do not have yet put on the link, the webpage is said to be yeshem.com/parasha, P-A-R-A-S-H-A, hyphen, stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S, period, H-T-M. And you will find all of the story sections each week put on that same link from now on, Bezrat Hashem, with the help of Hashem, if I have enough time to do so. And I am looking for people who would like to assist in that regard, and I will show you how to do that. It's a good way to start to learn HTML programming if you have any interest in that. There is another section called Consciousness Building or Builder. The same idea, yeshem.com/consciousness-builder.htm, where each week from the weekly email you will have that section put on that page. So we've come to the end of today's class. Today is Pesach Sheni. I strongly recommend you eat some matzah with a blessing. If you're not sure of the blessing, you can Google blessings for matzah, and you will get two blessings that come up. This coming Wednesday night, we have a special class commencing at 8:15 West Coast time, where we will, it's a long night study, may not be all night, but it will be early into the morning. We will be studying the Zohar on the Idra Rabba, the large assembly. So I hope you'll join us at that class. We will be doing some preparation in that session prior to the reading of the Zohar itself. But I highly recommend that you come and enjoy that very interesting teaching about Rabbi Shimon and about the other students that he has. Tomorrow being, well, classes today at 3 p.m. West Coast time, we will have an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we will have a counting of the Omer recording. Tomorrow, Monday at 4:30, we will have a Zohar, deep Zohar on the Parashah of Noah class. And at 7 o'clock, we will be continuing the teachings and the reading and the study of the Sharei Kavanaugh. Excuse me, it's Shari HaKadusha, the gates of holiness, gates of Kedusha. So I hope you'll join us for those classes as well. I wish you all a wonderful week in this frame of Hod. I will also kind of present to you the idea of how generations change, how people change, how the way people think of various holidays change. Because in ancient days, when the temple existed, Pesach Sheni, which is today, which we counted last night, being Chesed Shebichod, was connecting to this idea, this energy of connecting to the light of the Torah without its physicality. Because the Torah is Chesed, and Hod represents this idea of manifestation in the spiritual frame. Whereas over time, after the temple was destroyed, the day of Lag BaOmer, Hod Shebichod, came into play, came into favor. And that is what we do today. But both days connect to a very powerful energy of the Torah. So I wish you happy holidays, a wonderful week, Shalom Gadol, much peace and serenity in your life, and finally, Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week. Shalom all. Does anyone have any questions?
Shalom.
I'm going to unmute your phone. Going to unmute so you can ask a question. Does anyone have any questions? If not, shalom to all. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Can you hear us?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.